USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demanded the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's take a look where Washington, D.C. is at right now when it comes to COVID relief funds for hurting Americans. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Super Bowl 55 is now set up as an old guard versus new guard in the National Football League. For the first time in history, the Super Bowl will feature a team that is home to the game site, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The game will also set a record for the lowest attended Super Bowl thanks to COVID-19. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment update with Jeremy Scott.
9 members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday night. Impeachment manager Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania tells CNN State of the Union she expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial, which lasted 21 days.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster. I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity and our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.